Storing on disks is storing the light rays of an image, as well as sound in its purest form. This means that storing information is done universally on the planet logo, and so information is available to all citizens of the planet. John wondered about the speed with which people on logo could access information. Munyu explained further to John that, of course, the Continental Library contains all the possible information of the planet, and allows people on the whole of planet logo to be able to achieve the same intellectual level. For that matter, all inhabitants of the planet logo have the same level of education, which aids in moving towards a balanced intellectual development of planet logo citizens. Munyu led them from the big hall to a round room where everyone John sat down in comfortable white armchairs. Munyu continued, "The system of education on logo is a philosophical spiritual one, and starts in childhood. Later, there is technical training, occupied with the ways of the universal laws. Grasping the laws is complex, but once accomplished, a logical path is derived for obeying the laws. For that reason, all laws are subject to certain cosmic harmony, according to which they are also compiled. The system of learning on logo targets a complex education from the beginning. This means that everything related is taught as a whole, from which the next steps are deduced." John interrupted the flow of speech and asked Munyu whether such steps were not too demanding to comprehend and imagine. On logo, the concept of learning as a single-step combination is utilized. Munyu answered his question. And knowledge and related information are received all at once, as a whole. Progress is such that all of the many combinations can be inferred from one basic core of knowledge, which then allows one to move on to the next level. This enables us to move the intellectual development of the child forward rapidly. Therefore, the overall basis of our evolution is ethical and spiritual development. Munyu addressed her words towards Eva. Spiritual masters such as Eva cooperate with the intellectually mature scientists because we never want science to be abused. Eva added to this saying, "Such measures in themselves are obviously helpful to the raising of the development of the whole planet." John asked, "How long do studies last on logo, from childhood to finish?" On the planet logo, people are educated from the age of 2 to 25 of your years, and everyone has to go through this period of study. Munyu answered his question. In these 25 years, people complete the first stage of their lives, preparing them for the rest of their life, which, as you know, ends at about the age of 150 years. Avu continued his explanation, "The last 5 years of study, that is, from the age of 20, everyone attempts to put everything they have learned into practice. The last 5 years is an important time in the studies, as students take their fundamental knowledge and apply it to their lives, trying to draw together everything they have learned in order to combine it with the intensification of the spiritual life as a necessary beginning for the coming constructive years. As you know, there is not an age when people on logo have no need for continuing education. Importance is also given to the process of mind. People learn from childhood to quietly concentrate and meditate, in order to awaken intuitive knowledge. For that reason, we put an emphasis on silence while studying, because it is in silence that people are able to open themselves to their own spiritual wisdom." Munyu cut into the conversation. "The importance of the last 5 years is acquaintance with the laws of the spirit. Only after the completion of their studies at 25 are people prepared to enter a profession and begin an independent creative life." Another question occurred to John and he expressed it immediately. "As I heard on my first visit here, professions on this planet are rather a kind of mission, which a person carries out as a service for others. Does this mean that, immediately after completing their studies, people enter into their chosen profession?" Munyu gave him an answer. "Professions on logo are chosen according to the gifts of the individual, accounting for the direction and province in which the individual's gifts are strongest. The principle is that each person takes an occupation in which one's abilities are the greatest and most harmonious in that period of life. In each field, practical experience not only intensifies knowledge, but also brings with it new ideas and combinations, which is very important for the development of each field of interest. New discoveries raise the development of the whole planet because all new inventions are immediately utilized on the whole of planet logo. The occupations, which serve as routine or necessary manpower, are pursued mostly by those who need to perform physical labor and thereby gain distinct life experience. With that, the development of the individual continues. This is why a person's work changes according to the openness of his or her knowledge, intuitive understanding, and creative powers. UniversePeople.com. Now we shall go to have a look at the spiritual department, which is a part of every center of intellectual education and wisdom, Munyu said, leading John and Eva down the long corridor around the high round windows, which led to the park from which John and Eva had come. At the end of the corridor, Munyu opened doors to a corridor into which one could enter small separate rooms. They entered one of them. The walls were round. Its ceiling was shaped like a small pyramid, the walls pale blue with a soft yellow pattern. A picture of the cosmos with millions of stars was projected on a large white screen. In front of this picture there was a small straight-backed couch. On the walls and in the niches were various minerals, and the room was filled with a pleasant elevating fragrance. Munyu motioned for John to sit in an armchair, from which he could watch the white screen. Avu sat himself down on the couch and Munyu began her explanation. This is the room of spiritual wisdom, where each student comes to get in touch with his or her spiritual master through the screen which is situated in front of the armchair where John is sitting. This is his teacher during the whole of his studies. As I have already said, the basis of learning on Logo is a philosophical spiritual one, which begins immediately from childhood, when each has his own teacher who leads the student through the whole period of studies. As I've already said, most important is the last 5 years of study, when the emphasis is placed on ethical and spiritual practice and training. The completion of studies is at the age of 25. Communication with the spiritual master is carried out from this room. During a certain period of the day, the screen helps the student to connect with the master and leads with question and answer sessions. When this part is finished, the student sits on the small couch in silence in order to open his consciousness. John interrupted Munyu at this point, asking whether she was talking about the technique of meditation practiced by millions on the planet Earth. He explained that it is truly meditation that allows these people to connect with the universal consciousness, which goes by various names in the different religions on Earth. Yes, answered Munyu. All souls revolve toward this universal center. Those who come to this room of spiritual wisdom, following the guidance of the spiritual masters, do so as well. In meditation, one immerses oneself in total peace. If necessary, pictures come up on the screen, which stimulate students' spiritual efforts. Physical universe is now pictured. Other times there may be pictures of beautiful landscapes, a heavenly world, or just a shining screen in colors chosen by the student. Also, very often the spiritual master recommends music suitable for the day's meditation. Munyu touched a board next to the couch where Avu was sitting, and a picture appeared on the screen, soft with shining light from whose center golden rays were shooting. Upon reaching the edge of the circle surrounding the whole picture, they returned to the point of light from which they shone. Avu asked John to sit in his place and began to explain what was happening. This is a picture of the birth of light matter, and the student comes to the understanding that the divine center of the universe actually exists. This understanding is demonstrated here by touching the circle. The soul wakes up and starts coming back to the spiritual center of the universe again, from which it had departed. The soul here is illustrated as a little point of light, which after touching the circle, constantly draws nearer to the great radiance from which it came. This means the return of the soul to absolute light, to the point from which it came and with which it is again integrated. John, who sat utterly relaxed on the sofa, appeared to have become one with a glowing point during Avu's explanation. The point departed from its center of light, receded, and began to lose its radiance, which, however, never vanished entirely. The farther the point was from the center, the weaker its light became. However, at its outermost limits, when this glowing symbol of the soul reached the circle, signifying sudden spiritual comprehension, awakening or understanding of the existence of the soul, this glowing point began again its return journey back to the center of everlasting light. The closer it came to the light, the stronger its own clarity and light were emitted. The closer the connection between this point representing the soul and its own source of light, the more it shone. At the end, after the shining point started to move towards the constant light of the center with which it was quite united, it became once again an undivided part. John had himself experienced this oneness, which could easily be called a resurrection or everlasting nirvana of the soul in unity with God, or the mystical unity of the soul with the divine. He felt as if his consciousness was widening and filling with spiritual light, in which he rested and so spiritually embraced the whole universe. Beyond the enormous course of the universal colossus, suddenly John's consciousness could be found in a wonderful silence, in repose with the divine, where it was without any attributes, words or thoughts. Resting in the light of the spiritual divine center was the everlasting now, everlasting present, and the consciousness of the silent center. There appeared a shining yellow light on the screen, clearly shown without any movement or shift in hue. John sat for a while absolutely motionless and silent, just experiencing the consciousness of light in his soul and his being. His consciousness slowly came back to the room where he happened to be. Avu turned to him and said, "The picture on the screen changed according to the stages of your consciousness. The stage of your consciousness was reflected colorfully onto the screen so that we could see it. The same effect applies even to negative vibrations, which are also depicted on the screen, where their colors are shown. I am glad you dove into the radiance of the light, and that we can experience great spiritual joy together with you." Munyu, who was also pleased with John's experience, motioned to them and led them again down the corridor into the next library areas. She showed them the big screening halls, where documents or films about history, culture, geography and other subjects are screened. Through this visual learning, students are able to come to know even bigger amounts of information in a short period of time. They can always come back to this visual information, as it is stored on small video discs which students can turn on in the library or save on their own discs to be used at home. To John's remark that on a planet Earth learning is carried out through reading from books, Munyu responded that this method also existed in earlier periods on planet Logo, but because of its time constraints and slow progress was shown to be impractical for development. Information obtained through pictures and sound are faster and more permanent than written records, Munyu said. As in the History Museum from John's first visit, the pictures from discs were projected across an entire half of the round walls, so that the viewer became an indirect participant in the events. The sound came from all sides, giving the viewer the impression of being acoustically present in the situation being projected on the semicircular wall. Reminiscent of Earth's virtual reality, the inhabitants of Logo are able to keep information in their memories, remarked Munyu. This means our brains process, as well as combine, information quickly. However, the most important thing is intuitive education, because the intellect itself cannot understand the spiritual and cosmic laws of the universe, and a civilization, which ignores those laws, disregarding the spiritual and ethical progress of the individual, regularly leads itself to catastrophe. Where ethical and spiritual progress are ahead of intellectual progress, the intellect, or reason, work more responsibly. If both aspects are in harmony and accord, the evolution of civilization can be led forward more quickly and harmonically. Munyu motioned John and Avu to follow her. They left the screening room and went down the corridor to a door leading to a semicircular tower with a staircase. Munyu began to descend the spiral staircase. They passed several floors and soon Munyu opened a sliding door, with a touch her palm leading to the lowest floor where there were long glass cases occupying the whole floor. When John took a closer look at what was kept inside, he was utterly surprised. In the glass cases, there were volumes resembling books and documents like on the planet Earth formed from a material similar to paper, or possibly a soft textile. There were pictures and even signs of writing on their pages. Munyu smiled at John's surprise, and told him that he was in the archives of the library, where all the surviving documents from the period before the War of the Continents were kept. These documents, explained Munyu, for the most part, describe the history of certain areas of planet Logo, or the everyday life of the period when they were written. Some of the documents were written by civilizations, which lived before the present civilization, and their life resembled some forms of life on the planet Earth. Unfortunately, those civilizations destroyed themselves in an exchange of war because, basically, they were on a lower ethical and spiritual level, and their egos or individual interests ruled them. For that reason, after the War of the Continents, the attitude towards life and its values changed, and the spiritual masters began to direct the whole of planet Logo in harmony with the universal laws of respect, love, tolerance, and wisdom. A question occurred to John, which sounded a bit exotic when he asked it, "Does anything like newspapers exist on Logo, that is, the daily news on several pages with pictures bringing news of what has actually happened on a given day?" On the planet Earth, newspapers are something like a net of information of each day and are read by millions of people. Munyu considered this and then motioned for John to follow her to one of the sections, where under the glass was a display of leaves from a soft material, with pictures and texts. The leaves were of different formats. John examined them for a while and agreed that there was a certain similarity between the earthly newspapers and magazines and those printed pages of the soft material. Av, who was walking with them, turned to John and said, "That which you call newspapers or daily global information exists no longer on the planet Logo. This information now necessarily whirled the minds of the people into all different directions, whether politics, economics, science, or religion. Reading such amounts of information, which are valid for just one day but not for the following period of time, took too much time, which the individual could have dedicated to their intellectual or other development. The biggest problem, however, comes with the quality of such information. If the quality is low, then such information creates a low vibration. The quality of the written words should elevate minds of those who read them. Everything in the universe makes vibrations, whether a thought, picture, thing, or written text. According to the quality of those vibrations, the level of the individual, group, and, in fact, the whole planet is altered. And so, instead of single pieces of daily information, there are books published on Logo, which have more permanent and, more importantly, educational value." "How are books published on Logo?" John asked. Munyu led them back to the spiral staircase, in order to go up to the next floor and back into the semi-circular screening room. "Now I shall show you how we make books on Logo," Munyu said. Pictures started to appear on the semi-circular screen, on which Munyu commented. "There are two ways of publishing books on Logo. The first consists of the projection of letters onto supple leaves of pages, made from a soft matter, onto which letters are projected." Munyu touched the board in front of her and pictures of leaves were printed bright, but for John incomprehensible, letters started to appear on the semi-circular screen. "Here, on these pictures, you can see several examples of this method of printing books by projection. The basic board or page, onto which the letters are transferred, is white or yellow. The letters or symbols of letters of a text are projected onto the page. As you see, the letters are quite prominent, nearly glowing, and they are either blue, green or pink." Munyu touched the control panel again, and small circular disks, resembling those which John already knew from the planet Earth with digital records of sound, appeared on the screen. Munyu continued, talking about those disks, where writing as well as sound is recorded. "So the one who wants to read inserts the disk into the device for reading in the book's text, along with the sound of the written words, which were tinged with music, appears on the screen. If the reader tires of reading, he can switch to just the spoken word and can still discover the contents of the entire book. The other way of writing books on Logo happens with the help of figures, which are the main information with short informative texts," continued Munyu. "This means that the basis for such a book is mainly placed on an audio-video disc informed by the picture part. Such books, or discs, or rather textbooks, contain all kinds of information. The repeated visual and audio images can serve to quickly recall necessary information, which may have been forgotten. John felt a bit lost in the flood of this information, so Manu tried to give him a clearer explanation. On logo, methods of complex understanding of the whole are taught from childhood on. Therefore, one word or one figure is enough to allow the individual to relate necessary information in his creative mind, and so understand the entirety of things in their complex substance. For that reason, the more complicated figures are detailed, and all information has its own symbol or expression. This is how it is possible to obtain a lot of information through only one image. I would like to hear an example of how your information system works, John said. When you touched the board once more and a large image full of colors appeared on the screen. This is a picture of nature, containing basic information which can be recalled and remembered after a quick inspection. The green images are linked with everything, which grows in nature, from the seed, to the time when it bears fruit. Blue and orange images resemble the creatures, which live on logo. A yellow image informs of the chemical processes in nature and the pink, the physical processes. Manu now began to move the pointer around the screen on which the same colors were configured into squares or circles, which then created monochromatic configurations filled with informative symbols. Manu stopped the pointer on one of them and once again touched the control panel in front of her. Now a symbol appeared on the screen in an enlarged form, and John recognized it as a tree. Now in the picture's form, signs of an unknown script could be seen which illustrated the tree from its beginning developing through all the types of trees and fruit that grew on logo. Manu again touched the board and different sections of trees, as well as figures of fruit, appeared on the screen, identified as chemical and physical. She indicated the types of various fruits, the energy contained therein, and finally the energy of the fruit's chemical structures. Further projected on the screen was more fruit, emitting its energy out to the bodies of people on logo. Manu accentuated the fact that much more data is stored on the disk, which by this method could be called up easily. This is a system which is taught for the whole of one's studies to the age of 25. Students receive a complete picture of the oneness of things, and the information can later be combined, Manu continued. And what do the symbols written on the side mean? John asked. These signs, Manu said, touching her hand to the screen on which the symbols were written, are symbols for different images or figures. The first sign, starting on the side, represents a word known to you on Earth, nature. However, hidden this word is the concept of the entire image of nature, which you saw before. It contains all symbols relating to nature, such as the trees, fruit trees, and other information. Therefore, our one symbol can be expressed in many pages of text for your understanding, such as you are accustomed to on planet Earth. Avu jumped into the conversation, explaining that one expression may contain entire processes and huge amounts of information, while allowing for new combinations and creations to be made from the same expression. It is just what we see on the screen, one table of text which is used on logo. On the planet Earth, this one meaningful page and its contents would be an entire book. So 10 pages, that is, 10 tablets of text on logo, would fill several books on Earth. John nodded his head in understanding of Manu had a picture of a house surrounded by a garden appear on the screen for further explanation. Then she touched the board again, and on the screen further data appeared, explaining what was needed for building of such a house, from the first conception to the final touches. There was also all the data regarding the makeup of matter, along with its reactions during such construction. After that, a plan of the garden appeared, containing everything from undergrowth to shrubs. It was necessary to locate them so that the combinations of their energies were harmonically balanced. This would result in healthier foods. Everything was stored in the memory disk, and available at the touch of a finger. It is no problem, continued Manu, to call up any further information or specific applications to a given diagram, which the device immediately takes into consideration and combines with the basic plans. So, It is concerned with complex understanding and thinking, said John, which is just a matter of course for everyone on Logo. Now, I would like to see what such understanding looks like, for people on Logo. When you touch the board again, and on the screen the figure of a person from Logo was projected. This picture changed into groups, each having its own compartment, divided into more minute and greater detail. Four basic groups appeared on the screen, concerned with the life of people on Logo: physical, intellectual, spiritual and astral. The physical group was further divided into movement, health, illness, energy, and nutrition. These could be even further divided into more information regarding these groups. Again, a picture full of symbols was projected, to which belonged harmonics and general subjects. So, actually, each person on Logo had a considerably complex grasp of nearly everything on the planet. Munya pointed out the fact that there was not a great difference between people and intellectual thinking on Logo because the system of education is universal for the whole planet and accessible, even when one has finished one's studies. People at every age continue to be educated on Logo and to learn new things, replied Munyu. Age is not a limiting factor for us. Rather than being out of bounds, or an obstacle, age is seen as merely the passing of time, Avu finished her thought and continued. Therefore, it is very important that textbooks and information be written and compiled by those who possess great knowledge. These wise men are skilled in accomplishing the very harmonic passing of time, which as it elevates thinking, also elevates people's feeling. Munya rose and motioned for both to follow her. This time they ascended the staircase even higher, until they entered a large glass hall, full of plants and a scent. There were also large minerals everywhere and translucent stones resembling crystals. In this glass tin, open-air park without a roof, surrounded by the plants or shrubs, there were armchairs, in which people sat, totally quiet and with closed eyes. We are now entering the Hall of Intuition, Munyu explained. There are many such rooms on our planet, whether it is one like this, or quiet places in the outdoors designated for the purpose. A person comes here to free the physical, concentrate in silence, and expand intellectual thoughts to the next level intuition, which helps us to achieve unity and harmony. After the complete quieting of the mind, intuitive processes enter the silent subconscious, which combines the various possibilities of the recognized intellectual knowledge with unending intuition, and is joined to the everlasting source of the wisdom of space, that is, the eternal absolute center. Does that mean, asked John, that the thoughts of all people on Logo have reached the level of intuition? Quite right, I've entered the conversation, and continued, on the planet Earth, people use and store information in the brain's memory, which takes advantage of the first, and only elementary step, the intellectual. The next possibility is intuition, where one can gather totally boundless information directly from the center of universal wisdom. On Logo, we use a combination of both methods, that is, intellectual thoughts together with intuition. We move quite freely between these spheres and join them together. From this method of intellectual intuitive thoughts and perception, our entire technical and scientific development is issued. A person's consciousness expands and comes to know the universal laws, which, with spiritual progress, open one up to divine knowledge. This means, said John, that intuition has even more value than intellectual activity, because it empowers the understanding which is stored beyond the normal thinking process. Exactly, when you came back into the conversation. From this also comes the choosing of a profession. Of those who are most adeptly able to control their intuition, most become scientists, inventors, healers, or spiritual masters. The best scientists are those able to join the intuitive with universal wisdom, the divine center of the universe, from which come all laws for matter, energy, time, nature, and spirit. This information is received intuitively, and after relaying it to their spiritual or scientific work and to other research, new inventions and goods, as well as books, spring up. Scientists on Logo attempt to avoid clashes with these universal laws because all work on the harmonic principle. The best scientists and spiritual masters, added Devi to the discussion, talk about the universal way of thinking, where they understand the oneness of the whole universe and the reason for its creation.